This is Ozarks at Large. Let's hear a musical instrument not often heard or seen in the Ozarks. That is the national instrument of India, the veena. It's a big instrument with, well, let's let the musician playing the veena, Nirmala Rajasekhar, describe it.
A seven-stringed lute, if you may. But just imagine a mandolin with a really big bulb on one side, a big gourd, and on the other side, another supporting gourd. So a bit like the sitar, and seven strings with a big fretboard. So you're thinking size of a cello, but laid like a person lying down. So that is what a veena looks like. It actually looks like a person lying down. And I believe the instrument was constructed based on a human being. There's 24 frets to replicate the, you know, the spinal cord. And so they say there's a lot of connection between this instrument and the human body.
Nirmala talked with us from her home in Minneapolis yesterday because Saturday night, she's part of a concert in Bentonville titled Prayag. Why that title?
Hi, I'm Sri Vidya Venkata Subramania.
She's with the Rave Cultural Foundation based in Northwest Arkansas, the sponsoring organization for Saturday night's concert, and came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio yesterday.
So Prayag, actually, in India, is it means confluence. It means when two rivers, generally, it's two rivers meeting. That's what Prayag is.
The concert at Old High Middle School in Bentonville will feature more than just the veena. Nirmala Rajasekhar says she's collaborating for the first time with another well-known musician.
Along with me will be another fantastic artist from India, from Kolkata actually, and he plays the hammer dulcimer of India known as the santoor. Tarunji's instrument is very sweet. He has a lovely, lovely tone. He's a very accomplished, extremely senior artist, as in has been around the block for many, many times and tours the U.S. very regularly in other countries.
So the concert will be a musical Prayag, a confluence of Carnatic and Hindustani music. And Saturday night's concert will be unique.
I don't think there has ever been a veena and santoor jugalbandi. You know, like a jugalbandi meaning Prayag, meaning two styles coming together. It's like you speaking in English and I were to speak in Tamil and we would have a conversation.
And we understand each other.
Yes. Yes. And we understand each other.
And our audience understands us.
Because it's music,
yes,
you will.
Yes.
because if I spoke Tamil and, you know, half the audience will not understand. If you just spoke English, perhaps the other half doesn't understand. But because it's music, and music has this very broad appeal, because they are just the seven notes, whether whatever style of music it might be.
So that we can all understand each other and accept each other and know that music is a common glue that brings us all together. Even though we may be different, so we do celebrate the differences, but we also celebrate uniquely what we all as mankind have, which is music. And so that concert you're going to hear is going to be about 90 to 95% improvisation, highly improvisational in nature, because the compositions are going to be created by us and we're going to improvise on stage with the energy that you all will bring to the auditorium.
The concert, Prayag, is Saturday night from 6 to 8 at Old High Middle School in Bentonville. Tickets are $20, $10 for students. And you can find out more at the Facebook page for the Rave Cultural Foundation. That's spelled RA-VE. And just ahead, more musical opportunities for all of us in the next few days. Leo Uribe and Antoinette Grajeda are with you next.